All croakers back in sooner or later. One day when Roy came for his script, the doctor told him. Now, this is positively the last, and you guys had better keep out of sight. The inspector was around to see me yesterday. He has all the RXs I wrote for you guys. He told me I'll lose my license if I write any more. So I'm going to date this one back. Tell the druggist you were too sick yesterday to cash it. You guys gave some wrong addresses on those scripts, and that's a violation of Public Health Law 334. So don't say I didn't warn you. For God's sakes, cover up for me if they question you. This could mean my whole professional career. You know I've always been right with you boys. I wanted to stop months ago. I just couldn't leave you guys stranded. So give me a break. Here's the script, and don't come back. Our croaker had packed in. We split up to comb the city. We covered Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Jersey City, and Newark. We couldn't even score for Pentapon. It seemed like the doctors were all expecting us, just waiting for us to walk into the office so they could say absolutely no. It was as though every doctor in Greater New York had suddenly taken a pledge never to write another narcotic script. We were running out of junk. Patently, we would be immobilized in a matter of hours. Roy decided to throw in the towel and go to Rikers Island for the 30-day cure. This is not a reduction cure. They don't give any junk, not even a sleeping tablet. All they offer the addict is 30 days detention. The place is always full. Herman got picked up in the Bronx while he was looking for a croaker. No definite charge, just two detectives didn't like his looks. When they got him downtown, they found out the narcotic squad had a warrant for him sworn out by the state inspector. The charge was wrong address on a narcotic script. Some wagon-chasing lawyer called me up and asked if I could put up the money to buy Herman a bond. I sent $2 for cigarettes instead. If a man's going to do time, he might as well start doing it. I was all out of junk at this point and had double-boiled my last cottons. Junk is cooked up in a spoon and sucked into the dropper through a little piece of cotton to get it all out of the spoon. Some of the solution stays in the cotton, and addicts save their cottons for emergencies.